master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
Welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. We are so pleased you've joined us, and you will be blessed. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do, and I'll open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, that you've stretched forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, we start with a psalm again this morning, this time, and it's, what is God's nature like? What is his thoughts towards you? We see this in Psalm 117, verse 2. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in Proverbs 21:21, he who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness and honor. What the Bible is saying, for great is his love towards you, and the faithfulness of the Lord goes on forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whoever goes hunting or looking for what is right and kind finds life itself, glorious life. Amen. And the message today, the start of the message is, I am trying to be a Christian. Well, the answer to that is, entrusting, that's what counts. Trying is good, but trusting, it's trusting Christ, what he has done for you. It is like a man drowning. He tries with all he can and drowns. But when he trusts in the saving power of someone to rescue him, he lives. It says in Isaiah 12:2, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. In 1 Timothy 4:10, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men and women, and especially of those who believe. See, friends, it is not trying, it is trusting. It is trusting Christ for what he has done for you. Faith in Christ secures your salvation. Listen to what God's saying in John 3:15, that anyone who believes in him, that's Jesus, may have eternal life. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son or believes in Jesus has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son, rejects Jesus, will not see life, for God's anger remains on him. In John 12:46-47, Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. See, loved ones, Jesus did not come to judge you, but he came to save you. We see in John 20:31, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. See, friends, the Bible is very clear. When we believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that by believing you have life in his name, you are saved. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace, or by God's favor, you have been saved through faith, that's believing. And it is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. See, friends, no work that you can do for yourself can ever take the place for the work Jesus has done for you on the cross, this free gift of salvation. See, friends, man does not come to know God through works. He comes to know God by faith through grace. You cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. And you cannot buy your way. It comes as the gift of God through Christ. In other words, friends, just come as you are. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son Jesus Christ of Nazareth into the world to punish you, but to save you through him. In Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. Verse 5, then he saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us a new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And friends, your response, the Bible says, Romans 10:9-13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How to receive Christ, what to pray, just follow me in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. God's assurance, if you pray this prayer and receive Christ, you are born into God's family. It's called the new birth through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. To deepen your knowledge of Christ, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God and pray every day, anytime, anywhere. Tell others about Christ, worship and fellowship and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. In other words, get into a good Bible-based church. As Christ's representative in a needy world, show your love and concern for others, and God will bless you as you do. Amen. Well, we get to that part of the message today where we'll be praying for the sick very shortly. Now listen to what God is saying about healing. In Matthew 19:2, and great multitudes followed Jesus, and he healed them. He said great multitudes, there were thousands following Jesus, and he healed them all. Jesus' ministry involved healing the sick and deliverance from demons. This was his way of advancing and demonstrating the kingdom of God. We see in Mark 3:10, for he healed many so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. In John 5:5-9, one of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, he knew how long he had been ill. He asked him, would you like to get well? Jesus told him, verse 8, stand up, roll up your sleeping mat, and go on home. Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his mat and began walking. Again, the Bible is saying, Jesus Christ of Nazareth healed all, so that those with diseases were healed as they reached out in faith. Another time there was a man lying in a sick, crippled for 38 years. Jesus knew how long he had been sick. Jesus knows how long you have been sick. He knows how long you've been hurting. As Jesus asked this man, so he asks you now, would you like to be well? Would you like to be healed? Would you like, as the Bible makes it so clear, this man was sick for 38 years. He was healed and began walking. Then Jesus gives the commission to his disciples to do the same works, healing and praying for the sick. Luke 10:9, this was the command that Jesus gave all believers. And he says in Luke 10:9, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Matthew 10:7-8. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. See, friends, Jesus gave the power of the Holy Spirit, which was freely given to me and to every other believer in Jesus Christ. And I'm to freely give. To preach the kingdom of heaven. To preach that the kingdom of heaven is here. To pray that the brokenhearted. To pray for the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. And recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. To preach this in the time of God's favor, amen. To say that this is the time of God's favor. I'm preaching the gospel to you by the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. He is the confirmer of the gospel. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has set these in the church, miracles and gifts of healing. God set them in the church. Miracles, then gifts of healing that are on men and women. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Romans 15:19, through mighty signs, wonders and miracles by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ will be fully preached when there are signs, wonders and miracles. That's what Romans 15:19 is saying. And have an expectancy to be touched and healed when you hear this message at the end of the message. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Place your hand on that sick and hurting part of your body now as I begin to pray. I speak health and healing to every physical body. I come against every form of infirmity. I come against every form of disease. I come against every illness, any unhealthy or desperate condition in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the roots. That means any cancers or cysts or anything, they are cursed at the roots. And that the blessing of divine health freely flow into the lives of these listeners. Lord, I speak peace to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God is now healing every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are strength and our song, and we magnify your name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use the words in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I ask, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that pains have started to leave. Look for an improvement. Test the area to see if there is an improvement. Know without any doubt that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. To keep your healing, you must aggressively take your healing, no matter how long you have to wait for it, to move from the invisible realm to the visible world. Jesus says it like this in Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I'll repeat that passage again from Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The battle is in the mind, friends. You must violently cast down every thought or imagination that is contrary to the word of God. Don't hold on to any anger or bitterness or hatred. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Read healing scriptures from the Bible. There is also healing in Christian music. So friends, God heals to reveal his glory. In Psalm 118:17, declare the works of the Lord, which means we should testify about our healing. In Mark 5:19, Jesus healed a very sick, troubled man. He told him, go tell what great things the Lord has done for him. We would love to hear from you if you have made a decision for Christ and received your healing miracle. Or this message has touched you in some way, we'd then contact the radio station. So my prayer for you is this as I finish up. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne today and I speak this blessing upon the listeners. May the Lord keep you and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and place his countenance upon you. May the Lord give you his peace. Lord God, I ask, give in the name above every name that you open the windows of heaven and pour out divine provision upon every one of your children. Heavenly Father, in this time of economic peril, let them have the best of things in the worst of times. Let them know that it comes from the divine source of Jehovah Jireh, their provider. Shalom. Amen.